Nigeria made the Charles Taylor announcement in the midst of its first census in 15 years. Previous attempts to size up Africa's most populous nation, at least the 10th largest in the world, have failed as rival factions schemed to claim a bigger share of political power and oil revenue. In this latest count, at least 15 people have been killed. Estimates put the Nigerian population at anywhere between 120 and 160 million. NPR's Ophebia Quistarkton reports from the capital, Abuja. Support
national census. It's said that one in every five Africans comes from Nigeria, yet no one knows precisely how many Nigerians there are. So jingles on national radio and television here are urging everyone to be counted. But census taking is sensitive and highly controversial in Nigeria because of religious, ethnic, and regional rivalries. So this time, Nigerians are not being asked about their tribe or religion. But there are other touchy issues, says Samuila Danko Makama, the head of the National Population Commission organizing the census, like common courtesy.
We are being very careful about the people's sensibilities. There are some people in their tradition, you never ask them the number of children in his household. It's just in their culture. In fact, it's a taboo to do so.
That's not the only taboo in Nigeria. The census chief said nomadic herders were likely to show census takers the door if they asked about the size of their herds. But it's the politicization of every past census that's been most divisive, because population figures here in Nigeria are directly linked to revenue allocation from central government and the demarcation of local jurisdictions. So numbers matter.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah!
Census means counting the populations of what? Nigeria.
Young children at an outdoor school in a working-class suburb on the outskirts of the capital, Abuja. They're learning what a census means.
Counting the population of
what the teacher did not explain were the huge logistical challenges for census counters who are covering a country about the size of California with diverse terrain. And that's not to mention violence to which Nigeria is prone. At least 14,000 people have died in tribal, religious, or communal fighting since the return to civilian rule 6 years ago. This time round, the worst trouble and some deaths have been blamed on separatists fighting for an independent state of Biafra in the southeast. They're boycotting the count and have clashed with police and attacked census takers with machetes and acid.
You can machete, they beat me with others, my brother. I know some of them. They can machete and others weapons. They are men. I know even count them.
Speaking from his hospital bed, Emeka Anyewu, a census taker, described how he was beaten and cut with a machete. But heads continue to be counted in Nigeria.
May I know your name, sir?
My name is Olusegun Obasanjo.
President Olusegun Obasanjo was among the first Nigerians to welcome the census takers to his official residence. The Nigerian leader drew laughter when asked if he was still a student. His response?
For now, I'm still going to school of life.
But President Obasanjo was dead serious in his nationwide broadcast, assuring Nigerians there was no hidden agenda behind the 2006 census. Politics aside, Nigerians appear more concerned about the chaotic start and slow progress of the door-to-door census, which has had to be extended by 2 days. They're hoping for credible results and looked forward to being counted, like 23-year-old Susan Irem.
I'm very, very proud to be a Nigerian. I like Nigerians.
But Nigerians are mindful that the results of almost every other census have been rejected, making it difficult to know for certain by what margin they outnumber all their African neighbours. Ophebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Abuja.
Stand up and be counted. Support national census.
Stand up and be counted. This message is brought to you by the Population Information and Communication Bureau of the Federal Ministry of Information and National Orientation.